Now to that warning about the rise of a black market for prescription drugs. One addiction specialist says the number of Australians who are getting scripts for prescription painkillers has quadrupled in the last two decades. Sarah Wyatt reports from one Sydney suburb where the problem is on the rise.
In a large community hall in Campbelltown in Sydney's southwest, an important meeting is taking place. Cakes and biscuits are on the table, but the topic being discussed isn't so sweet.
Why we're here today is we're talking about prescription drugs. Parents have had enough.
The drug ICE has long been a problem for this community, but now local youth advocate Dave Bell, who runs a group called Young Spirit Mentoring, has noticed users are looking for a new hit from prescription pills.
These drugs and these pills, it's like lollipops. They can just get them anywhere.
Sitting next to him at the meeting is Jasmine. She's worried about her 15-year-old daughter.
Two adults gave my daughter and her friend, who were both 15, 34 pills, which were prescription pills. And from Wednesday till Saturday, she just kept getting worse and worse. She smashed my house up, she beat me up, threatened her sisters, and then on the weekend she just lost it. I had to call the police. She got locked up and basically still there now.
Jasmine isn't sure what pills were taken by her daughter, who we'll call Taylor, but she suspects it was anti-anxiety medication, commonly known as benzodiazepines or benzos.
She was just out of control. She was like this monster.
Taylor took the pills with her friend, who we'll call Lee.
Us underage girls, we wanted to drink and we asked this guy to go get us alcohol and he said, yeah. He goes, I'll give you 30 pills for a stick and $11. And the next thing I know, walked with a bag of pills and then we just splitted them and had them together.
What happened next remains a blur.
For the last 5 to 6 days, I cannot remember nothing. I have bruises everywhere, up my legs and arms and stuff. And I've lashed out at my mum. I've chopped up her wardrobe. I've kicked holes in the wall.
How do you feel about what you did?
I feel really dumb and I don't even know what to do now.
Does it make you scared that it made you act so erratically?
Yeah. It makes me think back that anything could have happened. Like, if I did take too many of them, I could have passed out and one of them could have, like, sexually assaulted me or something. It makes me really, like, worried.
15-year-old Lee insists this was the first time she'd taken prescription drugs with alcohol.
I was just experimenting with my friend because we were drunk and we do everything together, we're best friends, but I guess it was the wrong thing to do.
Do you think in Campbelltown that's a lot of people do take prescription drugs?
Yeah, they do. They sell them for like $2, a dollar, a tablet.
Taylor's mum, Jasmine, has no doubt it's the cheap price that's making these drugs so popular.
A lot of the kids will tell you around here, ICE is a lot easier to get than anything else. But in the past year, prescription drugs are everywhere, everywhere. You can get them as cheap as $10 a tablet. My daughter doesn't see it as a drama because they're from the doctor, even though they're not prescribed to her, but they're from a doctor.
Professor Kate Conagrave is an addiction medicine specialist at the University of Sydney.
There's a very big black market in opiate painkillers and in benzos, which are the sleeping anxiety type tablets. The people we see clinically in a drug and alcohol treatment unit, they're often getting their medicine off the streets. Someone else has got it on a script and then they've sold it on.
She believes prescription drug misuse is one of the biggest health issues in Australia.
Over the last 20 years, for example, there's been a fourfold increase in the rate at which people are getting scripts for strong painkillers. And along with that, we're seeing an increase in the harms. Some people get accidentally hooked on these drugs. They're just prescribed them for painkillers. They get hooked on them. Other people deliberately misuse them.
Two 15-year-old girls shared 34 prescription benzo tablets between them over the weekend. How risky is that behaviour?
It's really scary, the sort of levels of use you're talking about, because some of these drugs have a big overdose risk.
Taylor's mum, Jasmine, says her daughter hasn't recovered.
She is still at the moment coming off the drugs. We're not sure if it's done permanent damage because one minute she's, I love you, mum, I'm so sorry. And then a couple of seconds later, she's like, I'm going to f***ing kill you. You know, you're dead. Oh, I can't believe you did this to me. So it's really put her in a bad place in her head at the moment. She's on suicide watch at the moment because she's threatening to take her own life as well. As a mother, it hurts, you know. I try my hardest. I feel like society around here, they're creating monsters. They're preying on little kids. Like, what sort of grown person gives two 15-year-olds 34 tablets?
While Taylor remains in detention, her friend Lee now has regrets.
And then we're f***ed up with these tablets and she's locked up and I'm so pissed off. Oh, I honestly wish we could take it all back.
That's 15-year-old Lee ending that report by Sarah White.